Hello and welcome to yet another action-packed, romance-filled episode of Just Roll With It. This time, with Kelsey and Corey playing Jess Levine's I Have the High Ground. On the last episode, we got to see Kelsey and Corey create two fae and set up the tensions of their duel. How will things turn out? Stay tuned to find out.
Welcome back to Just Roll With It and our playthrough of I Have the High Ground. Our two characters are Fae, who have broken up for unknown reasons. I'm sure we might get into that now. See each other across the ballroom at the Midsummer Ball. Definitely no feelings lingering from whatever happened, at least on my end. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I only have three feelings, and none of them are love or any bullshit like that.
Of course not.
Mm-hmm. There is our two watchwords are we are ex lovers, and there is a betrayal. And I am playing Irian, the Knight of Mist and Whispers of the Unseelie Court, pronouns they, Z. Z is ironic, passionate, guarded, flamboyant, and articulate. Yeah, Kelsey?
Yeah, I am playing Orla of the Seelie Court. Her pronouns are she, her. And the traits for her are earnest, passionate, subtle, quiet, and empathetic.
Yeah, and I believe my character saw you across the room talking to one of their rivals in the Unseelie Court. Has jumped to the incredibly wrong conclusions, probably. Who knows? I'm not going to dictate your life. And when he went out to a balcony to catch some air, I followed. So, rock, paper, scissors, shoot. What did each of us choose? Okay. Do you want to say what you chose first, or shall I?
I chose faint.
And I thrusted. And thrust beats faint. Faint beats parry. Parry beats thrust. So in this case, I won the duel. Well, I won this part. This exchange. This point. Mm-hmm. I believe it goes by point by system.
Yes.
And win conditions in this is whoever gets to 9 points first, I believe. So, thrust. I try to think on my feet and make a brash and threatening move before my opponent can seize the opportunity to take advantage of my stumble. So I think what happens is that I follow you on the balcony and sort of like lean into the doorway, regard you for a moment. What exactly do I say? Well, I hadn't known your taste could get worse, but here it is. You're hanging out with all the wrong people these days, it seems.
And what would you know of who I'm hanging out with?
Well, it's not like you're actually making that much of a... It's not like you're making that much of an attempt to hide it, are you?
Okay, I'll bite. What are you talking about?
You think I didn't see you talking with Lil back there?
And what of it?
He was practically hanging all over you. Didn't know you liked that type.
I don't know if you've noticed, but this is a party. That tends to happen. Doesn't mean anything's going on outside of it.
And yet, one could choose to be a little bit more discerning in their choice of conversation partners. But I suppose discerning was never your best attribute.
I Are you insulting me or yourself right now?
Z just gives you a crooked, slightly hostile grin.
I'll take that as the answer is just yes.
With firebrands, I sort of like, you know, you feel like you know almost when like the it's time to choose a new question or whatever. I'm finding I have I'm trying to figure out when we try and pick the next point. Does it feel like a good point for us to throw again?
I think we could.
Okay. Because we shape the narrative with, let me see here, played in turns till one player reaches 9 points, winning the game and beginning the resolution. Each turn, secretly choose thrust, parry, or feint. The winner is the turn of the turn scores a point, and the players narrate the winning move and the consequence before proceeding to the next turn. So the consequence of me needling you. Do I have you annoyed?
I think so, yeah.
And I'm still completely unruffled outside of the what I saw out in the party. All right, so priority you. Thrust, feint, parry, shoot. And reveal.
Yeah.
Now you've won.
I have.
I feinted. You thrusted.
Okay, so on a thrust win, the victor made an offensive move which hit the loser exactly where it hurts. Thrust beats feint, but loses to parry. In a thrust win, the victor's narration should describe a physical action and or a dialogue that's imposing, biting, or carefully pierces a tender spot, while the loser should demonstrate their hurt. I think if she wasn't already facing you, she is now. And arms kind of crossed in front of her, visual, like, annoyance in her expression as she steps closer to you, kind of into your space. And it's just sort of glaring, and it's like, why do you even care who I talk to? Here I thought that you didn't have enough emotion to actually pay that much attention or really take any sort of offense.
I think that like a little vein in their jaw grinds a little bit. And they look away, and there's a small admission, low, almost whispered. I think you barely catch it. That's the thing. You never noticed, but I always paid attention to you. Next point?
Sure. I think that kind of catches her a little bit. There's an argument formulating, but she hasn't quite gotten it out yet.
Okay, and reveal. I parried and you fainted. Oh gosh, does this mean you get the next one? You get the point two?
I think so. I also need to be tracking our priority a bit more here.
I've got a list. Okay. Yep. Feint beats parry. So yeah. You win the point.
Dang. So let's see. Victor offered provocation or bait, and the loser took it. Faint beats parry, but loses to thrust. In a faint win, the victor hit the loser in an emotional, tender spot, or took a threatening action which makes the loser particularly nervous and jumpy. The loser must narrate a significant and vulnerable reaction to the bait. But remember, the victor still reserves the right to the last narration for the turn. And I think when she catches what you said, there is a pause where she's kind of processing it, and then rising, like, irritation again. And it's just like, darling, me not noticing, I don't believe, was ever the problem. Problem is, you are constantly in complete denial. And just never own up to it. If you're owning up to it now, though, I'll take it.
I think there's a scoff, a slight like sputtering. Me in denial. What exactly am I in denial about?
Yes. That you care about, well, anyone, I suppose, although in this circumstance is specifically me.
Yeah, right. I care about you, Orla. I do care. Happy.
I don't know about happy, but satisfied to hear you admit it, at least.
Well, as long as the lady is satisfied.
Or being honest, is that really the reason you're so concerned about who I talk to?
I think that answer is going to have to come after another point. All right. I thrusted. You fainted. Which means a point for me. What? You didn't? Oh, right, you parried. Shit. Okay. Did I click on the wrong thing? All right, you won. Parry beats a thrust.
Dang.
So so that's 3 for you. And loser offered an aggressive thrust, and the victor struck aside with a powerful counterattack. What was your last line again? I'm sorry.
Oh gosh, what was it? I feel like it was something along the lines of, like, is that the real reason you're so concerned about who I'm talking to?
I'm concerned. Because there's been rumors about Alil, and you know, you're the enemy, after all.
Enemy now, am I? I feel like if you're going to start casting judgment on those terms, then I was saying about pots and kettles.
Which one are you, Pot or the Kettle?
Oh, I was talking about you and Lil.
Yeah, they let out a small snort underneath their breath. Yeah, you take that point.
Okay. So we could next throw, is it? Or
yep, next throw.
Okay.
I fainted, you parried. I believe that means your point again.
No, I think that's your point, isn't it?
Faint beats parry.
Yeah, you fainted.
That's right, yes.
So you got the point.
Yes. One of these days I'll remember it. All right, so you parried. Is there anything at this moment that Orla would be a sore spot for Orla?
That would be a sore spot for her.
Or would hurt if I really brought up right now?
I feel like she is hurt about, I feel like she's just hurt about things having ended in general. I also probably heard about you calling her the enemy a little, even though she knows it's true.
Mm-hmm.
Technically.
All right. You're right. Me and Alil are so very similar. Which is why you fell head over heels for me. And why I have every right to question your continued poor judgment.
So again, I can't tell if you're insulting me or yourself more.
I am what I am, sweet thing. I know what I am. Do you? I wonder why you're... Well, this fascination with the dark things comes from. I think your fellow courtiers might think a little something's wrong with you, don't you? The way you insist in staring into the void.
I'm sure they probably would.
Well, you're not with me anymore, so...
No, apparently not. Well. I don't recall actually saying I was with anyone at the moment. That still seems to mostly be your inference.
Did I say you were with someone?
You implied it.
Be careful with implications, dear. You never know if you're inferring correctly.
I'm just pointing out you're the one who stormed out here, accusing me of something.
A truth. And so?
So what?
Hmm. Okay. I parried. You thrusted.
Mm-hmm.
Which means I win.
Yes, you do.
Oh gosh, we're tied.
We are.
Odd that we haven't accidentally screwed and tricked the same thing yet.
I know, it's weird. I keep waiting for us to tie.
Right? Loser off is in the rest of thrust. Character strike aside. Alright, what do you say to me? What thrust do you make? Loser must offer a winning player a pitiful insult that their character lobs fruitlessly at the victor, setting a comeback or an imposing physical move which the victor can effectively counter. What pitiful insult would you make?
Oh gosh, I have like a thought. I'm just trying to think of what the words for that thought are.
Fair.
It's like, I have the vibe. What are the words that go with that vibe, brain?
Hell, if you need a director's stance it and say, like, just the vibe, that's valid.
Mm-hmm. I think it's probably something kind of going off the end of the last one. Or it's just like, then what, darling? I don't know what you want from me out of this. If I were really spying on on your court like this, do you really think I would make the same mistake twice? Because I'm pretty sure I already tried this route, if you and Lil are so similar. Doesn't seem like it worked overly well.
Ooh. Well, no one ever did say that you were terribly clever, no? Trying the same path to different effect again and again. I could see that being the realm of your purview. Interesting to admit that, you were after me for information, though.
If that's what you want to believe.
Isn't that what you said? Why try the same thing twice?
It's a hypothetical, considering you're the one who came out here with accusations.
And yet it seems I've struck home, hasn't it? Interesting.
Are you sure about that?
You're trying to tell me I'm wrong? Prove it.
Prove it how?
Shall we throw again?
Mm-hmm.
Sure. We both went the direct route. We both thrusted. All right, so this is turn 7, which means I had priority.
Mm-hmm.
Which means I win. So a thrust tie means that both characters attempted aggressive actions, but the player with the priority won the turn by being more imposing, their demonstration of wit or prowess overshadowing their opponent's pathetic jab. So you said, how do you prove it? I think I step up into your space, and I think I'm taller than you. Does that feel accurate?
I think so.
If anything, my boots give me a little lift. Stare down at you with these icy, silvery blue eyes. And I think they say something like, I don't know, Orla. Can you prove to me that any of the emotion you felt was genuine? That you weren't just playing me?
Would you believe me, even if I tried?
And they offer this cutting, humorless smile. Try it and we'll see. Shall we again?
Mm-hmm.
Help! It's again!
Not again! Hmm.
All right. I parried. You thrusted.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I think that's yours.
Parry beats thrust, so it does. I apparently have gained the upper hand and momentum in this thing. So you offer an aggressive thrust, which the victor struck aside to make a powerful counterattack. So what do you say that utterly fails to convince me?
I think she kind of closes even more of the space that is between the two of them. Gaze like tilted upwards towards them and is very, very close now. She's like, if I recall correctly, I'm not the one who walked away, Irene. And if I can't help but notice, we're both still wearing something from the other.
Oh, you mean these cufflinks? Did you give them to me? I can't recall.
Of course you can't.
I received so many gifts, you see. Sort of keep them all straight.
Yeah.
Well, you have nice taste in jewelry, at least. Only thing you have good taste in. But. Shelly again.
Gosh, this is probably going to backfire on me, but it feels appropriate.
Oh shit! How do you penalty?
Oh god, this is, like, mechanically, this is probably not going to go in my favor, statistically. But.
Uh-huh.
It felt appropriate.
Yeah, no, it works. I'm fucking shook.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, read the penalty move aloud.
Okay, let's see. A penalty move represents your character choosing to utterly disrespect their opponent. You are welcome to interpret what counts as a penalty move flexibly, but most common examples are inspired by real penalties from competitive fencing. You turn your back to your opponent or intentionally disarm yourself, signaling to your opponent that you do not even consider them a threat worth engaging with. In this game, turning your back must imply you are physically signaling or verbally declaring your intent to walk away from the duel. Similarly, to count as a penalty, you must meaningfully disarm yourself of your primary weapon, not just sheath it, signaling your intent to abandon the duel in favor of communication or departure, or to imply you do not need the weapon to best them. Such actions are discourteous and rude, and as such, a penalty of form in a proper duel, but a dramatic moment in any narrative. So, I'm trying to think of how I can disarm myself, considering my primary weapon is magic, but...
Mm-hmm. Do you do something with your focus?
Yeah, probably. I think she has like a little scoff. Especially Arya's response of just like, oh, these are nothing. Just like shakes her head and like turns her back to you and walks back over to like the railing of the balcony. I feel like there's probably a bit of a glow around her locket as the irritation had been building. And I feel like she basically like unclasps it from her neck for the time being. And I want to say like tucks it away somewhere. She's like, I'm just not even paying attention to that right now. This whole thing is just not worth it.
All right. Yeah,
without even looking back at you, it's just like, you've clearly already made up your mind about what you want to believe, or at least claim about all of this. So go about your beliefs.
Okay, and the way we resolve a penalty is with the 2d6. You, in order to make this a success and score 2 points, you have to roll under your current score.
Which I believe is 3.
That's what I have down.
Yep. Which, like, as I said, statistically, this is not in my favor. But it felt narratively correct. Yeah. Like, it felt like narratively the correct response. Even though statistically, this is, I need something better to roll on. Let's use my tablet, I guess. Nope, that is a 5.
That's the verdict.
Woof! Yep. So, if you roll above your current score, you fail, and your opponent scores 1 point and has priority next turn, even if they had it this turn. Should I read the full roll by your current score thing? If you roll over your current score, your penalty move fails. Your opponent scores 1 point and has priority on the next turn, even if they had it this turn. If this causes them to have priority twice in a row, priority continues alternating in this new order. Either way, you incite a response from your opponent, but the passion that you provoke elicits such an intense retort that you are compelled to turn back around or retrieve your weapon and display serious vulnerability. Your reaction should surpass the intensity of standard move loss and be at least as fervent as your opponent's would have been if your role had succeeded and your insult had enraged them.
All right. So you turn your back and unclasp your necklace and make as if to dismiss me. So I get a point. Mm-hmm. Puts me 6. I get priority next turn. I walk up behind you. I grab you by the wrist and swing you around. So I kind of have you in between the railing and me. Mm-hmm. And I'm... It probably comes off threatening. I'm taller than you. I'm sort of like looming over you. I'm very, very close. You can probably feel like my like the pommel of my weapon digging into the side of your hip. This is why, since you were curious before, this is why I left. This dismissiveness, this... You used to be so passionate, Orla. You're something so bright that even something in the darkness couldn't help but look towards you. But you went cold before I did. Remember that. And I let you go.
Yeah, I thought you said you were always cold.
And you failed to warm me.
Not for lack of trying, I assure you. You can be so incredibly stubborn. And sometimes you let that slip to the point where I know how you can be. You're not as cold as you want everyone to think. But you're so insistent on keeping that up, even to me, even now. Going back and forth between being willing to admit to what we both know is true and then denying it once again as soon as I call you on it. Because I honestly have no idea. You can't say you still care and then backtrack it a few minutes later. Either you do or you don't.
Okay. Let's go again.
Yeah. So I have used my penalty, which means I can't use it again.
Uh-huh.
You still have yours whenever you want to shoot. If and when you want to use it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm. I have fainted, and you have thrusted.
I think that is my point.
I have thrust beats faint. Yep, so you've thrusted and I fainted. Yep. Point for you.
Okay.
So.
Mm-hmm.
So you call them out on being mercurial.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, so I have to make a move, right?
Yep, you say something that hits me exactly where it hurts.
I think I step towards you again. Probably obviously a bit more beyond irritated now, or it's probably leading a bit more into like both hurt and probably a little angry. And even though I'm shorter than you, I am trying to take up a fair bit of your space. And just glare up at you like, gosh. Make up your mind, Arian. You wanted me to prove I ever did actually care about you, but I'm pretty sure you already know the answer. So, you prove to me that you don't. Once and for all. If you can. Without backtracking it again.
I think they can't. And I think you see it written all over their face. I think that that facade, the cool, ironic smirk and everything slips. And you see it naked on their face. That they clearly still care about you. And maybe there's even I think that there has to be some sort of justification for their thoughts that like you were using them, or that even you were using a Lil earlier. So, like, either rumors, I don't know whether it's true or not, that's for you to decide. But I think that, like, in the past, or whatever, like, stuff that they told you, like, bedroom talk, got back to the Sealy Court, and, maybe that sort of shit was, like, why they were pressured to leave, or one of the things that sent them out the door. And so there's definitely like a level of like that trepidation on Zir's face as well.
Interesting.
Thank you for listening to this part of the Just Roll With It team's game of Jess Levine's Eye of the High Ground, where things are starting to get a little bit spicy. Tensions are in the air, and the battle for who will get the high ground is still anyone's game. Will it be Orla? Will it be Irian? The stakes have never been higher. You can find us at Roll With It AP on Twitter, Instagram, Ko-fi, Redbubble, and WordPress, where we'll post updates about the podcast and transcriptions of the episode for accessibility purposes. You can find me, Peter, at The Chaotic Super on Twitter. You can find Corey at InvulnerableTide on Twitter, The InvulnerableTide on Instagram and itch.io, and at TheInvulnerableTide.com. And you can find Kelsey at IslandersCaper on Twitter, Ko-fi, itch.io, and Instagram. Music by Aider41 from Pixabay. All these links will be in the description box for your ease. And on behalf of the entire Just Roll With It team, I hope that you can come back next time to see just how far the tensions can rise, and more importantly, who shall have the high ground.